So, here are the microphones of Radio Sapienza. We have Oren Yiftchel, political geographer and writer of books on gray spacing and displacement. So, to start with my first question, so how can the concept of metrosenship work with the capitalist state?
Well, I think we need to think about a new concept that will be inclusive and will allow people, regardless of their origin, regardless of their status, to be part of a political community, of a legal community, and of an economy. Currently, the idea of citizenship excludes more people, and the more there is immigration, the more there are refugees, it will exclude more and more. So we must think about a normative, inclusive, new concept. And since the world is being organized more and more around metropolitan regions, this is the idea, is that everybody that comes, migrates, resides, or wishes to reside in a metropolitan should have equal rights and resources.
Yeah, but colonization and migrations generally take form with bad construction and bad planning. How can this be solved?
Well, we need to transform planning. People like us that are planning scholars, geographers, and practitioners, we have to transform it from within. That is also to extend plan, imagination, services, participation to parts that currently are excluded, whether are newcomers, refugees, or slums. And we have to be critical about it, not to do it in a way that actually empowers mafias or rich people, but there's definitely plenty to do from the perspective of the professionals.
So you're talking about fighting criminality before it even begins, during the planning process?
Well, no, I'm just alerting that sometimes it could be criminal activity, but in most times it's people who are lacking access to housing, lacking access to education, and the fabric of the city has to provide it to them. So far it doesn't for a lot of people. And planners have to alert everybody possible for this and to work and campaign for making these people equal citizenship in terms of the rights and materials and resources they get from the public sphere.
Yeah, you did talk about participative planning.
Yeah,
participatory.
Well, also in that respect is that you involve the people in the community about shaping the future. So part of it is opening up the planning process to the communities that.
So you talk with the community and.
You talk. You create committees. You create a process. You meet every so often. You present different possibilities, different scenarios for the future. You evaluate between them. You think about the future generations. There's plenty of possibilities of how to create a participatory and a deliberative democratic planning.
Okay.
But the most important thing is not the process. The most important thing is what kind of community and space is created. And I'd like to stress that.
So in the central way?
In a central way. So, you know, it's not colonizing, it's not separating, it's not hierarchical, but it's actually based on equality, accessibility, mobility that will create the good city of the future.
Okay, thank you for your time.
Okay.